Hi guys, it's Eric RPG, and I've got another review for you. And this time it's Resident Evil 4, the remake. Yeah, it's just simply called Resident Evil 4. I'm just adding remake for clarification. Although, the Steam page itself, along with any other digital storefront for platforms this game applies to, has the original game listed as Resident Evil 4 2005, because that's when the GameCube game came out. But obviously, it's a remake of Resident Evil 4. And it's different enough from the original that it's not a replacement, really, but rather a different way of experiencing Resident Evil 4. And it might be geared more towards people that had too many problems with 4, or just felt like it needed to be ironed out a little more in certain areas. Even though this game takes some liberties with some of the level design and some of the events that you do in these areas just aren't present in this remake. And depending on how you feel about that, there might be a negative or an improvement. But, a lot of the problematic elements are gone. Like, the sexism and the, even, I guess, ageism, even though that's set up as a joke, and it's actually kind of funny considering the character involved. That's not really a problem, but I think maybe that's why they changed that line. They should have kept it in just to keep some of the more cheesy cornball humor in the game. And it's definitely taking itself a bit more seriously, but honestly, they probably had to do that in order to have all these remakes have a single continuity and a single kind of theme running along with it, but they obviously couldn't get rid of all the jokes outright, so there is still some goofiness to the game. Especially when it comes to the costumes, like, certain things that you might have liked in the original are still here, so, take that for what you will. That's all I can really say without actually saying anything. But, I'm just saying, you might be pleasantly surprised that certain things return. But, as far as this game is concerned, I liked a lot of the improvements to the combat. Using the knife so much easier to use now, and you can parry attacks, deflect them, projectiles mainly. And even though the knife has a stamina meter to balance out that use, there are ways around that, and you've almost always have enough money to fix it up and improve it so that it takes longer for it to get broken. And it's not like the throwaway knives from Resident Evil 2's remake. But, there's also other things, but, I'll leave that a surprise for you. And I like the accessibility options being there, but I wish they were a bit more fleshed out. It doesn't quite go to the same lengths that The Last of Us Part 1 does, or any of the Spider-Man games, or, even Horizon Zero Dawn, or rather, Forbidden West and God of War Ragnarok. Because I think Zero Dawn has maybe a few, but not nearly to the extent that the sequel does. But, what more is there to say? I mean, sure, it's a Resident Evil remake, and it's highly refined. It's a good game. It doesn't elevate the genre any, but it does need to. It just needs to be a well-done homage / recreation of the original, while still being unique enough in its own right to be worthy of playing alongside the original. In fact, I might go back to the original and play that at some point. I mean, just to chase achievements or something like that, and to relive it. But, if you're a fan, it's definitely worth the $60, I think, at the stage. Otherwise, you could feel, if you feel like it needs to be less, you could wait for a sale, because this is a Capcom Resident Evil game. Of course, it's going to go on sale. Like, I saw a sale for Resident Evil 2 and 3 not too long ago, and that was, they were $10 each. So, if you could afford to wait a year, you'll benefit. Also, it's important to note that the PS4 version of the game can be upgraded to the PS5, or if you just buy it from the digital storefront, you'll just get both. So that's something to keep in mind, and you don't have to worry about buying the digital deluxe version. If you just buy the base game, you can buy the pre-order charms, the herb and the handgun ammo charms. You can buy those separately, so you can just get that later if you feel like it. But it's an extra $10 on top of the digital version, so that making it 70 or so plus tax. And that's all you really have to say about that stuff. But as far as the score is concerned, I'd give this game a 9 out of 10. And that's all I really have for you today. So see you guys later. Bye-bye.